friend of mine recently told me that he had to go to court because he had a stack, a handful of unpaid parking tickets. I says, well, why didn't you just go and pay them? He says, you're kidding, they were just parking tickets. It was no big deal. And then he told me that at 4 a.m. the police came to his home, arrested him, put him in a big black bus and took him to the L.A. court system. Now he said, fortunately, I took $700 in my pocket. He thought, I'll make things right with the judge. And as he stood before the judge, he says, Judge, I am guilty, but I want to tell you, I've got money in my pocket and I can pay those fines today. Just get it worked out. And the judge said to him, Mr. So-and-so, I'm going to save you that money. You're going to jail. Brought down the hammer, took him off to jail. My friend said he was horrified. Now, his big problem was that he trivialized his crimes. He saw it was just parking tickets, no big deal. But the law said it was a big deal. And because of his trivializing of his crimes, he really thought that he could fix things up with a judge. Now, you and I have violated another law. It's the law of God, the Ten Commandments. And I know if I came down the line today and spoke to you personally, you would probably trivialize your crimes. You say, yeah, I have sinned, I've lied, I've stolen, but it's no big deal. You know, I've told white lies, just little lies. I've stolen little things, just like you're trivializing it. What you need to hear is what the law says so you can see how serious it is and so you can understand there's no way you're going to fix things up with God when you stand before Him on Judgment Day. There's no way you can do that. You cannot pay your own fine. You cannot get out of it. So what I'm going to do is tell you what the law says so you can see the seriousness of your transgression. And then we'll take it from there. Ninth commandment, you shall not bear false witness. Have you ever lied? And don't trivialize it. Don't say to yourself, yeah, but the white lies. No, face it. Just say, yeah, I have lied. Therefore, I'm a liar. Well, the Bible says all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. All liars will have their part in the lake of fire. You say, what are you saying? I'm going to hell because I told a lie? All liars will have their part in the lake of fire. You say, that's pretty heavy. Sure, it's heavy. I don't even like saying it. But that's what the Bible teaches. That's what the law demands. We trivialize it. God says it's an abomination to bear false witness. You say, oh, I don't believe in hell. Well, that's like my friend saying to the judge, Judge, I don't believe in jails. The judge says, excuse me, take him away. Just because we don't believe something, it doesn't go away. Hell is a reality. Let's look at the eighth commandment. You shall not steal. If you've stolen something, don't trivialize it. Face it. If you've stolen something, you're a thief. And the Bible says all thieves will end up in hell. You're a lying thief and you have to stand before God. Look at those other commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You say, I haven't done that, but listen to what Jesus said. Whoever looks upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already with her in his heart. You see, God's law requires truth in the inward parts. God is omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's been a witness to your crimes. Nothing is hid from the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. And not only that, your conscience is borne witness. Isn't it true your conscience tells you when you've done wrong? You know you've lied and stolen. Listen to that conscience. Ever use God's name in vain? Listen to the scriptures. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. All blasphemers will end up in hell. It's taking God's holy name and using it as a cuss word. Don't trivialize it. Because if you do, you'll be deceived into thinking you can make things right with God when you face Him on Judgment Day. You'll just talk God out of justice. No way that's going to happen. Sixth commandment, you shall not kill. That means you shouldn't take the life of another human being. You shouldn't murder them. But Jesus said, if you get anger without cause, you're in danger of judgment. And the Bible says, whoever hates his brother is a murderer. Can you see the trouble you're in? Can you see that if you died in your sins and God gave you justice, you'd end up in hell? What are you going to do on the day of judgment? You haven't put God first. You haven't loved the God that gave you life. And yet that's a commandment. You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Man, we have trouble loving our loved ones, let alone strangers, loving them as much as we love ourselves. We've fallen short of that law that we're commanded to keep. We are lawbreakers, we're criminals in the sight of a holy God. And the Bible says, he that believes on the Son has everlasting life. He that believes not shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. What will you do on the day of judgment when you face that law? Now, if my friend had only known what the law demanded, he would have attempted to make things right between him and the law. And fortunately, you can do that today, because the Bible says this judge of the universe is rich in mercy. Almighty God is love and grace and mercy, besides being justice, righteous, and holiness. Justice and righteousness and holiness. This God sent his Son, born of a virgin. Jesus Christ was God in human form, who gave his life as a sacrifice for the sin of the world. He stepped in and paid your fine for you in his life's blood. He suffered and died for your sins, for my sin, for the sin of the whole world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible says the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace is God's unmerited favor, his mercy, and that's what he extends to you today through the gospel. Jesus Christ suffered and died for your sins, commending God's love, proving God's love to you. And then he rose from the dead. The Bible says, on the third day, he rose from death and defeated it. Death couldn't hold him. So folks, realize today that God wants to forgive your sins. He doesn't want you to perish. He wants to grant you the gift of everlasting life. He wants to extend his mercy towards you. The Bible says mercy rejoices over judgment. That means God would rather give you mercy and allow you to live than give you justice and send you to hell. That's not God's will. So come to your senses today. Do what the Bible says. Repent. It's an old-fashioned word. It just means to turn from your sins. It means to confess and forsake your sins. It's more than confessing them to a priest or to God. It's actually turning from them. It means stop being a hypocrite and saying, I believe this, and living a life that's an abomination to the God you profess to love. And the second thing you must do is trust in Jesus Christ. Folks, don't just believe in Jesus. I believed in Jesus before I was a Christian. If you look at a building, 10 stories, you want to get to the top, you don't believe in the elevator. You put your faith into it. You trust yourself to it. And that's what you must do with the Savior. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. That means get right with God today, because you may not have tomorrow. Every single day, 150,000 people die. You can be swept away in a hurricane and a flood, or your heart can give out for no reason. Eternity is a heartbeat away from you. Realize that. You're not immortal. You're not God. You're a mortal human being with frailties, and you don't know when death could seize upon you. The only thing you can guarantee is the air going into your lungs at the present moment. You can't guarantee another breath. That comes by the mercy of God. And if God loses patience with you today, folks, there's no second chance. So obey the Bible command, repent, trust in Jesus Christ. And the moment you do that, you'll pass from death into life, from darkness into light.